Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a mixed market here today.
We really did, Randy. We saw some selling overnight, but as we got to the day trade, some of that selling faded in soybeans. The stock market recovered and tensions eased. And so we're kind of a mixed session. We're looking forward to the Brazilian CONAB report on Wednesday, and then USDA will be out on Friday with that all-important January production and December stocks report.
I think most traders are expecting a reduction in acres in production.
Yeah, everybody here is looking for probably a 2 bushel an acre decline in corn yield, maybe a bushel or a half a bushel in soybeans, along with some loss of acreage. So the report is expected to be bullish. I think the big question is, how much does USDA cut corn exports? They should cut them 50 or 100 million bushels, and does that offset the decline in supply?
What's that do to global stocks then?
Well, in global stocks, they probably will come down, but the Brazilian crops are getting bigger. They've had a good growing season to date. The Brazilian soybean crop is expected to rise maybe up to 124, 125 million metric tons. And so a little bit of our loss is being made up with our friends in South America.
It was pretty much a sideways week then ahead of that report?
I think so. Sideways with the fireworks on Friday. And then next week we have, of course, the phase one signing on Wednesday between Trump and Li Hu, the vice premier. And we'll see if we get details of the 86-page document. And if that's the case, maybe we can get some more bullishness then. But we're kind of looking this time frame between now and then as, yeah, maybe being a seasonal high. Thereafter, the markets will start to focus more on South American crop sizes. And the 10 million U.S. corn and soybean acres, both 20 million combined, that will come back into production next spring.
Speaking of fireworks, what lit the fire under the cattle market?
Oh, we had some cash trade on Friday that was $2 higher. It was expected to be steady. So packers are still reaching for cattle, even though their margins are now probably at their lowest levels of the year. Sounds strange to say we're under $100 in terms of margins for a packer, but $77 was the calculation on Friday. So they were expected to maybe be seeking cattle again, tight supplies, at least till we get into the middle of February, and that's really got the cattle market supported here.
I was kind of surprised. We saw almost limit-up moves in the feeder cattle market.
Yeah, no, we saw big rallies in feeders. Some of this, of course, is tied to the Phase 1 agreement. China's expected to be big buyers of U.S. meats, at least in Q1 and Q2, as they deal with African swine fever. So there is some expectations of beef and pork and poultry that will help those markets. And we also expect maybe USMCA to get signed later this week or early next week.
Sure. Hog market was a little more subdued, more mixed today.
Well, we have the trouble in the hog market of being at a stiff premium to the cash. Cash was higher today as expected the rally as kills start to drop towards 2.65 this week and maybe 2.5 a million head by the end of the month. That should be enough to firm cash hog prices, but you know, futures are already factoring in about a $9 increase during that time frame, so it's going to be slower on the upside in futures relative to cash.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Really not. I think a lot of us here in Chicago are watching South American weather. More importantly, what's coming out of the White House and Tehran in terms of the Mideast tensions, and that'll be a factor here as we head into the end of the week.
And I think that's been kind of reflected in the gold market, hasn't it?
Oh, 7-year highs in gold, and yes, I mean, uncertainty is quite high right now in what the retaliation will be from Iran, and so, yeah, lots of uncertainty related to the Mideast in terms of what will happen with whether it's a cyber attack or attack in an airport or something worse, we don't know. But that's the concern here in Chicago today.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.